Hello and welcome to Rediscovering Childhood, a podcast that brings you lots of practical information to help you become a more conscious parent. This podcast is brought to you by Discovery Playtime, an Irish business that provides high-quality educational and sensory toys to help your children develop skills through play. Visit discoveryplaytime.ie or download the app to get inspired. Hello to you all and welcome to the podcast. And today it's just me in my kitchen, and I have these thoughts and I encounter many challenges in my everyday life, and I always love to learn and ask questions and find out more information until I make things better. And I thought, if I can make things better for myself, I have this platform, so I thought I'd just share. So what I'm going to do now, I'm going to start sharing just 15-minute episodes with you of things that I learn on my day-to-day basis that I make better. It doesn't mean that's the way to do it, but it's just something that I come across, and I hope it does help you. I am struggling with bedtime routine and enjoying bedtime and the whole experience. I get very frustrated and overwhelmed because there are so many things that I think I need to do. Doesn't mean I need to do them. I don't need to reply all of my emails that day, and I don't need to have a spotless kitchen. But in my head, that helps me relax knowing I've done that, and I want to go to bed knowing that's done. And I struggle with that because bedtime is turning into a three-hour fight, and that means I'm not enjoying bedtime, and I'm also not getting anything done. So I had to stop and I had to do something about it. I met an amazing play therapist yesterday, and she gave me so many things to think about and so many opportunities for change and ideas. She opened my eyes, and I'm really excited now to make things differently, to do things differently, to make things better and to enjoy, to bring that excitement again and create more quality time with my children. But when you're in that cycle, it's very hard to get out. And the first thing is, as always, is noticing there is something wrong here. I'm not enjoying this, and it's something that I have to do it, but I'm not enjoying it. The second thing is to look for help, to find support. There's lots of support out there that we think if we look for help, if we look for support, we're failing. We don't know how to do it. We're not good enough. We failed. I'm a bad mom because I don't know how to do this, because I'm not enjoying bedtime. It doesn't mean that. Nothing means anything. Everything means whatever we think it means. And it's the meaning is different for me than it is for you or for anyone listening. So why does it have to mean that? It doesn't. We're all here to support for a reason. If there is support around you, it's because everybody knows. They know you're going to need that support. That's needed. So why wouldn't you take it? So my first advice would be for you to use the support that's around you, whether it's a friend, a family member, a therapist, a teacher in the school, anybody around you that you know you can trust. Go and ask for help. It's there for a reason. So because of these amazing therapists and all the support that's around me and the options that we have with technology that I could research and find new ideas, I now have a much better routine, and we need to change our habits now. Of course, we have now a way of doing it, and it's going to take time, it's going to take practice, and it's going to take consistency to stick to it and make it happen and turn it into a habit that we all enjoy it and that we all enjoy. And then we don't even realize we're doing it. It's just happening. It's just part of our day and it's enjoyable. So I'm committed to it. We started yesterday and yeah, I'm excited. So in regards of routine is it means safety for children, for us, for everybody. It creates a safe space having a routine, and safety is a basic need. So by providing a routine, we are covering a basic need that children need. So it's it just makes sense that it actually is enjoyable, because it has to be there, it has to happen. Routines support healthy social emotional development in early childhood, but also throughout our life. It helps children self-regulate. It gives them the tools for self-regulation. It allows them to have predictability. It's one of those words I can't say, but to predict what's going to happen. And that's going to reduce anxiety. So it's much better for their mental health and for our mental health as parents as well and adults. If they know what's going to happen, they're not going to feel so overwhelmed because of the uncertainty of the unknown. And I don't know, am I going to get time to play with my mommy today? Am I going to have my dinner ready, or am I going to have cereal again? Because that happens in our house. Some days I just don't have it in me and I can't cook, and we all have cereal for dinner, or we get takeaway, and that's okay. But they don't know what's going to happen. So are they eating snacks all day constantly because they don't know in their subconscious mind if they're actually going to get a warm, nice dinner that night, and they just survival mode? I don't know, but it's an option. So by me sticking to that routine and making sure that they know that they're having their dinner at 7. And of course, we have to be open for flexibility and things that happen and things that come up every day, due to unforeseen situations and circumstances, and we can't control them all the time. But at the same time, it is a safe space that we know I am making dinner. This is my plan. This is what I'm going to do. If something happens, I'm okay to making changes, but this is my plan. And it's going to reduce their anxiety, it's going to make them feel less overwhelmed, and it's all about compromising. I'm compromising to make dinner for you and for us and for all, and have that quality time all together, having our dinner and being grateful for it. And we're going to have that dinner at 7 o'clock. But you need to compromise that you're not going to eat any snacks between 5 and 7. So you're actually hungry at 7 o'clock and you eat all your dinner, and I'm not cooking to feed the bin or the fridge for the next day. So it's all about compromising. I compromise that I'm going to spend 30 minutes with each one of you, and I'm going to give you my time unconditionally, with no phones, with no distractions. I'm going to do whatever you want. We're going to play whatever game you want, and I'm not going to tell you how to play that game or what instructions you need to follow. I'm here for you. You lead the way. But then I'm going to need 1 hour for myself to read a book, to listen to a podcast, to cook a much longer recipe or bake a cake, just because I want to do so for myself. But I need compromising here. I need that time for myself. If then you want me to give you that time for yourself, there needs to be time for both. It's so important. I can't pour from an empty cup. I need to fill my cup so then I can give you some of it. We actually started yesterday, so we have dinner. So when they come from school, I spend 30 minutes with each time with each child, and that's it. That's 30 minutes. No question, I'm spending 30 minutes with one, 30 minutes with the other. The other one can watch TV or do whatever they want during while I'm with the other one. So when I'm with child A, child B can watch TV or do whatever, but it's our time. When I'm with child B, then child A can watch TV or whatever, and it's my time with child B. And they know they're gonna get that quality time, so they don't have to go crazy for attention, and they don't have to. If there is an emergency, I will reschedule. I will just say, sorry, I'm not here for you now. I can't do this today, but we'll do it tomorrow. No, we'll reschedule, and I'll explain why. And it's a conversation that we can both have and understand, as well as if they have a play date, and then it's on them that I can't spend that time with them. There's a reason for it. I don't just not show up for them. If I commit to it, you have to go all in. That is very important, because you're building that trust with them. If you commit to it and then you don't show up, then that trust is broken. So you can't expect compromising from them either, because it's not coming from you. And then we have 2 hours I have 2 hours for myself. I can do some work, or I can read a book, or I can sit down on the couch with a coffee. I can just sit there and watch them play, but it's my time. And then it's also their time. They can play on their own, by themselves, they can play together, they can do whatever they want. And I have that time for myself because they had their time with me. So they accept that this is my time and this is their time as well. And they need free play. They can't always be with the adult. That's also not healthy. And they need independent play, and then they need to come up with their own ideas and have time to discover their own self and explore what they like, what they don't like, and create. Then within those 2 hours, I will have dinner ready as well. And then at 7 o'clock, we have our dinner. And then actually, it's very funny because I took the door of my kitchen out because it was annoying me because I have a little office behind the door. And in the kitchen, it's a really big kitchen, in fairness. And I took the door out because it was always annoying me. And I just put it back because closing the kitchen means the kitchen is closed right now. And those 2 hours, there is no snacking or eating constantly. And the kitchen is closed. And if I'm there in my little office, the door is closed as well. And they know I'm there, I'm doing whatever I need to do, and they'll be in a different room. So it does make a difference. And little things like that actually do make a difference. And then also, yeah, we'll have a dinner, and then I'll have half an hour with each for bedtime, and that's our time. And it's hard because I need to be in that calm space myself as well. So that's why, again, self-care is so essential. So you can show up the way they want you to show up. And if you don't mind yourself, and I know it's hard to find time to look after yourself as well, but it's just so essential. It's just not worth it. Not worth it to keep going and forget about yourself, because then it's a cycle, and then it becomes a toxic cycle. So that's where I'm at. I also learned with this amazing play therapist that empathy is very important. And we have challenging times at night where who has the power? Do I shout? Will he shout? Who shouts louder? And it just becomes crazy. And then we're all upset. We all go to bed upset and angry, and it's not nice. I don't enjoy that. Nobody enjoys that. And we all go to bed nearly hating each other. It's horrible. So I tried yesterday. It was very hard. And instead of saying, "You have to go to bed because I say so, because it's bedtime, because it's late, and then you're going to be tired tomorrow, blah, 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 you know the drill," I said what a play therapist would say, and it's so powerful, and it's changing your communication. And instead of that, I said, "I know you're finding it really, really hard to go to bed. I find it hard as well. I sometimes scroll on my phone and I don't want to. I want to read a book, and my brain just tells me, no, stay on the phone. And I find it really hard, or I walk around hovering the floor and cleaning things when all I want is to go to bed. And my brain tells me to do other things when I actually don't want to. And it's really hard. So I understand it's very hard for you as well. But I'm here to help you. And I want you to have a great sleep. And I want you to be well rested tomorrow so we can have our play again, because we're not tired and our brain is not tricking us in making us think that we're bored or we're tired or we're grumpy. We're actually there for each other. So I know it's hard. It's going to take a little bit longer today. That's okay. I'm here to help you. And I can hold your hand while we go to bed. And then you can ask them something. Oh, what is that? Is that your favorite color? Let's bring that to bed. Let's bring that to bed. Let's see if you find any more things the same color on our way to your bed. Things like that. But it's so hard to go from "you have to go to bed" to "I know it's hard to go to bed." But what it made me realize is that we are here to support them and to help them. So if I keep that in mind, why am I parenting this child? Obviously, I don't have a choice. But also, I want to be there for them. I want to role model what I want them to do and be in life in a way, in a way that, from a parent's perspective, they can do whatever they want. but I want them to be to have a good mental health, to be able to find their own happiness, to know what happiness means because they've seen it and they've experienced it at home. So I need to be that. And yes, it's hard. I'm not blaming myself for the days that I shout or for the days that I'm out of control, because I'm allowed to do that. I'm allowed to be that person as well. But I need to be able to catch myself, ground myself, come back to myself, reconnect with myself, and then show up again and be there for them. So, in conclusion, I think creating a schedule together really works really well for us. It adds quality time with myself, between themselves, each with their own self, and together as well, me and them. And then it's important to get daily feedback. So creating a schedule together, adding quality time with everybody, it's possible. We don't have time, but we can make time, and prioritizing what's important to us is key. Get daily feedback from each other. How did you find it yesterday? Did you enjoy playing that game with mommy? Would you like some less time or more time? Or is there anything else we can make it better for you? And having that daily feedback and conversations, and also make time for myself, is absolutely essential. It's important to set boundaries and to stick to them. And if we set new rules in the house and keep safety in mind, we need to stick to them and show up for them. And then also allow room for things to go differently even every now and then due to unforeseen circumstances. And I like to say things go differently, not things going wrong, because I don't think in life things go wrong. There's no right or wrong. We will never know what would have happened if things had gone differently. I don't know. Maybe in the long term would have been much better that way. I don't know. There is no way for me to know, because I haven't lived that experience. I lived a different experience. So for me, I think my perception is that whatever happens, that's what happened. And there is why would I even be bothered wondering what would have happened if? Yeah, of course I can think about it and, you know, be curious about it. That's fine. And then that will allow me to think and then maybe make different and better decisions next time. But there's no point beating yourself over something that went really wrong. Everything brings you to the next thing, whether that's one thing or another, whether that's what you expected or something totally different. So taking things as they come. And that's why it's so important to build that resilience. So when things come at you, you're strong and determined and confident that you can take it and turn it into something positive that will bring you to a better place. So that's me today. I learn as I talk, as you can see. It's all the thoughts in my head, and talking to you really helps me put things into perspective, put words into my thoughts, structure them, organize them, and understand better the way I think. Again, I'm no doctor or therapist, so these are just my thoughts, my research, my conversations with experts and also with myself and also with you. So if you have any feedback, any questions, anything you want me to talk about, please let me know. And thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you'd like to share your own story on our podcast, please get in touch through our social media. Don't forget to like, share, and follow so you'll never miss out on upcoming episodes. See you next time!